Hey guys, it's Armando Rivera podcast, comedian from Rochester, New York. I'm Armando Rivera. This is just the intro, so I'm just going to give you a quick update on what, you know, the episode was about. So we recorded a couple of days ago, and it was an episode, kind of, you know, a lot of what we talked about today, kind of the same shit, but I used an app that you should never use in your fucking life because it's a piece of shit called Filmic Pro. F-I-L-M-I-C Pro. Fucking terrible app. In the last episode, I was like, oh, it's so great, blah, blah, blah. I got over an hour of footage and it fucking completely just disappeared. And I checked to see that I was recording. We did a couple test recordings. It did fine. It's just a fucking garbage app. I got my refund from Apple, thank God. I got an email back from Filmic Pro support. I can't get the footage back. So I just, you know, I had to record another episode for you guys. I wasn't going to post, you know, just because the only footage we had was the GoPro. And I love the GoPro, but it's just my second camera just to have that change up. You know, it's not the best quality, but it's, you know, it kind of breaks up the iPhone footage, but listen, we cover a couple things. Theranos, fucking, and a bunch of shit. So go ahead and take a listen. You know, it's the re-recording. And, you know, I talk about it a few times. But I hope you guys enjoy. I hope you guys listened to the last episode. Follow me on ArmandoRiveraComedy.com. ArmandoRiveraComedy.com. All my social media is there as well. Yeah, hope you guys enjoy.
Hey! Raindrop. Drip. Drop top. Smoking, no cooking, the hot pot. Cooking. Fucking on your bitch, yeah, that. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga. Hey. I don't try nobody, grip the trigger. Nobody call up the gang and they come and get gang. Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Bad and bougie, bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas are savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My bitch is bad and bougie.
Fucking
bad.
Recording.
Cooking up dope with a Uzi.
Okay.
My niggas are savage,
ruthless. It's 10:04. I recorded a podcast. This is episode 5 of the Armando Rivera podcast. Welcome. If you are there, welcome. And I'm happy to have you. Let's see how much space I have above my head on the camera. It's fine. It looks fine. I keep looking. It looks fine. The little whatever. Hey, welcome, guys. Welcome. Like I said, figuring shit out. I'm sweating already because I can't keep the fan on. Because you could hear it on the audio. I'm fucking here. I recorded an episode yesterday. This is episode 5. This is unofficially episode 6. And that pisses me the fuck off. Because I recorded episode 5 yesterday. Audio's good. Everything's fine with the audio. The problem is with the video. GoPro did fine. GoPro always does fine. Love the GoPro, right? I made the mistake of using a fucking app called Filmic Pro, and in episode five, yesterday's episode, I'm like, Filmic Pro, it looks so good, and I could not fucking leave that in there. I wanted to cut it, but I'm like, let me just re-record. I'm getting all over the place. I recorded on this app called Filmic Pro. Paid $15 for it on my iPhone. When I went to go look for the audio for the podcast, or the video for the podcast in Filmic Pro, it was gone. I was recording. The time was ticking down. Had about an hour and 45 minute show. It's a longer show. I was really proud of it. Really happy. Good day. I even took a couple, like a small little, just like, you know what? I'm going to make some dinner real quick. You know, I'm going to kick it. And then, you know, I was already ready to export the audio for the podcast. So I'm like, and then we'll start editing video tomorrow, which is today. And then I'm trying to get the video for yesterday onto my iPhone. I'm trying to get it from the app into my camera roll, or if it's too big, at least onto my laptop or to a hard drive, something. Doesn't work. And then I deleted the app and tried to download the app again, which, mind you, they tell you that if you you know, obviously it says if you delete the app, yada, 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 you lose your data. But the thing is, this is an app that stores videos within the app. And they have you can sign up within the app to sync to your Filmic Pro account. I did that. I signed up for Filmic Pro through the app. I got a confirmation in my fucking email. And when I went to go, I was like, okay, I synced it to my account. And I went to look around. I was like, it's deleted here. I'll see if it's in my account. When I went to look around, it was just there's no place to log in on the desktop for Filmic Pro. So it's gone. Hour and 45 minutes of a good episode. It's going to be the same topics because it's only a day difference. I wanted to release the audio recording. You know, I wanted to, because all of the footage we got was on the GoPro. That's it. That's all we had left. And the GoPro dies after about an hour 10 roughly. So, because it's just continuously going. So, you know, a little bit of a hiccup there. So there was like 20 minutes left of the video that, or of the podcast, the video part of the podcast that the GoPro didn't get. And it's just a mess, man. It's just a mess. But you know what? Like I said, this is the fucking beginning. I'm going to re-record this shit because I want you guys to have good quality. Whoever's there, whoever the fuck is watching. We got 17 views on the other episode on YouTube. That's pretty good. That's if you think about that as people, and the viewing time, the average viewing time is 84 minutes. That's the whole fucking video. And as much as that's like, wow, 17 people, 17 human people, maybe they watched it more than once. I doubt that. But if you think about, like, you got to understand as far as, you know, analytics, and that's awesome. That's awesome. So I wanted to make sure this episode would be, you know, as good, if not better. Like, even now, I was able to play with some setting. The reason I got Filmic Pro was the same reason now, is I wanted to play with the, you know, the, like, the brightness and all that shit on my iPhone as far as, like, the camera settings. And the camera settings that the iPhone comes with doesn't let you do that. I know I'm fucking going on and on. I'm so sorry. I'm going on and on about this, but this shit, I was like, I wanted to, if the people of Filmic Pro live next door to me, I would fight them on the lawn. Do you understand me? Like, we would fight, like, bare, like, fists, we're throwing hands. You understand me? So, and I sent them a fucking email. Oh my God, I sent them an email, and they're just the fucking worst. They're the worst. They basically just told me how I fucked up, and it was like, well, you know, you shouldn't have deleted the app. And I'm like, yeah, but I signed up for your sync program, so it should be synced to my account, right? And they didn't answer that question whatsoever. I can't say they didn't, you know, but I eventually got a refund through iTunes, thank God. It, because if it was up to Filmic Pro, they'd be like, fuck you. Like, we're not, you're going to pay us more. You're going to buy the app for 10 poor children. Like, this is just, I'm fucking livid. But like I said, I wanted to have a good episode. I wanted it to come out good. I want it to be like the last one, if not better. So that's what we're doing. Exposure's already better because I learned a couple things about this setting, like fucking with the settings on just the regular iPhone camera. So, you know, we're rolling. We're trying to do something here. Right? Right? What happened this week? Watched a lot of fucking 90 Day Fiancé. A lot of that. You know, of course, Lucy sneezing. The last episode, the episode 5, the last recording I did, Lucy was so fucking quiet. Now she's sneezing. Now she's fucking sneezing. So, been watching a lot of 90 Day fucking Fiancé. It's probably everyone's favorite like little shit show. It's not your life. It's not your life, so you're able to watch it and just be like, this is the best. It's fantastic. If it is your life, change it. Oh. Shout out to Congratulations Pod. I just said change it. I just said change it. Like D'Elia says on it. I was like, when he's like, what's your Twitter name? Uh-oh. Who knows if D'Elia's ever coming back? Yeah. We're not, this isn't Congratulations Pod. This is our Bonnevere podcast. Comedian from Rochester, New York. It's a long fucking name. Long name. I think I chose that name for this podcast because that's what I would ask people to bring me up as, you know? Because at first they were like, oh, you're from New York? That's so dope. We'll bring you, that's awesome. So we'll bring you up as a comic from New York. I'm like, what? Hold on. Because I don't want anyone coming up to me after the show being like, bro, where are you from? I'm from Brooklyn. What? They were like, are you from, are you by the H train? Are you by the L train? What train did you live by? Because that's how apparently New Yorkers measure location and like longitude, latitude. They're like, bro, what is your coordinates as far as in relation to the train? So I would always tell them, like, hey, I'm not really from like New York, which I probably didn't have to tell them. Probably just went along with it, right? My stepdad's from New York City. He's from Brooklyn. Could have made some shit up. But I was like, I would go on stage and tell people, I'm actually from Rochester, New York. And then yada, yada, like kind of explain that. And being from Rochester, New York is, if you're from like Ithaca, New York, or like Syracuse, where there's a lot of trees and it's nice, and you have a nice school there, and it's pretty, you tell people where you're from. You say, I'm from Syracuse, New York. Or I went to Syracuse U. Or I'm from Ithaca, or I'm from Albany, right? But if you are from Rochester or Buffalo, shout out to Rick James. Shout out to my mom. Both from Buffalo. If you are from either of those places, you will say, you are from upstate New York. Okay? It's just what you say. You say that because both of those places are shitholes. I know. I feel like I'm just drawing this line in the sand because I saw a Boosie interview, like a little Boosie badass interview, where he's like, they hate you the most where you from. So I'm like, why not just draw the line in the sand now with Rochester? They're gonna hate on me anyway, right? They're like, bro, we were behind you. I put the crest, like the city crest or the city logo or whatever, on. I tried to fit it on like a video thumbnail, and it just looked like some weird Illuminati symbol. So I was like, I'm good. I'm gonna take it off. No one's gonna know what that means. Only I'll know. But yeah. I always tell people, you know, I was like, well, I'm from Rochester. You know, Rochester's just, it's rough. It's rough, man. We won, like, not won. It's not a, we didn't win. We got, like, highest homicides in, like, 2014. For the state of New York. Look at that. We get a round of applause. Lucy, go lay down. My wife clapped, and Lucy was like, yeah, what are we celebrating? Go lay down. I've been fucking, I talked about this yesterday, but I'm going to do it again. Lucy had us up a couple days ago around 3:30 in the morning because she was hiding under the bed. Long story short, we found out she was just cold. But when she crawls under the bed, we live in a small place. So when you live in a studio, you have to put stuff under your bed. You have to get creative with how you store things in your apartment. We have a storage unit too, because we moved from a one bedroom and we downsized, which at the perfect time too, just before this all started, you know, and it was a God blessing 100%, right? But it was funny because, like, when she gets under there, she finds way, like, we have storage bags, like IKEA, like, under the bed zipper bags, where they're, like, sealed. You can, like, fold everything and put everything nicely under there, and they're, like cubes. So we put those under there. And the first few weeks we were living in this place, she learned she could just, like, slide them over and go right under the bed. Then she started getting stuck. My wife was at work, and one time when I was home, she went under there, and then I heard her, like, and I was like, oh, fuck. And her collar had gotten stuck on, like, we have an IKEA bed frame, so her collar had gotten, like, stuck on the slats. I had to pick her out from under there. So, ew. Sorry, I had popcorn. Smart food is cheddar caramel popcorn is amazing. So, you know, I pulled out from under the bed. You know, she was kind of freaked out by that. You could tell. She was like, holy fuck, I almost died. And she didn't, you know, obviously she's a dog. She doesn't realize it's her own doing. She's stupid. But, so I pulled out from under the bed. Then a couple nights ago, you know, same thing, 3:30, I hear the little under the bed, little scratching. Because we have, you know, hardwood, stun. And I pull her out from, I try to get her from under the bed. My wife ends up getting her because she's smaller than me. And she puts her in the crate because she's not supposed to be under there. And she just starts crying for like the next 10. She's like, so like, I can't sleep like this. So I got up and I try to figure out, cause I put her in the crate. I asked my wife to put her in the crate just because I was like, I am too tired to think of a solution tonight. Let's just put her in the crate for a couple hours until morning. And I got up and I like started rearranging shit. I pulled shit from under the couch to under the bed, or to move under the bed and kind of block her way of getting in so she can't get, so that she doesn't get stuck. And because like the last time she was under there, I put more shit under there. So I was like, okay, this will definitely work. And she figured that the fuck out too somehow. My dog has instincts, but her instincts are like street dog instincts. So they're just things that fucking get me. You know, they're just like when we first got her, she's like, I'm going to hide food around the house. And our house was just a fucking mess of dog food. It was like piles of dog food everywhere. So yeah, she hid under the bed, pulled her out. I was able to block the bottom of the bed so she can't get back in under the bed. And then she hid behind the air filter that we got that I mentioned in the last episode. Again, shout out to my uncle for the clean air. And she hid behind the air filter. Air filter blows out cold air, pulls the dirty air in, blows it out, blows cold, clean air out. It's nice. It's refreshing. Did not realize how amazing those things are. When I buy a home, I will put one of those in every room. Anyway, then I pull her out from back there, try to lay her back in her bed. She has one like throw blanket on her bed, so I threw that on her. This is a long segment about my dog, but we're gonna get through this. We're gonna keep going. And so my wife's eating hummus and chips. And did the fucking GoPro go out? I think it did. Would it be an episode without the GoPro just straight dying? SD card full. I emptied the fucking SD card before we fucking started. It's too early on to be this upset about things. It's episode 2, but fuck. I just want to give you guys a fucking good episode. I've technically done this already. So, you know. Where were we? Let's just move on. Let's just fucking move on. We're having a good time. We're having a good time. I'm smiling. Good. I want to punch a hole in the wall, but we're good. All right. Of course, GoPro went out. SD card was full. I definitely deleted everything on the SD card, but apparently that doesn't delete everything on the SD card. Now Lucy's fucking running around. Everything's good. Everything's good. So, back to it. I tried to buy underwear the other day. And no, what was I talking about before? We'll get to the underwear shit. Lucy. Yeah, Lucy sucks. That's a clear theme here. What else? Oh yeah, got her from under the bed, put a sweater on her. Anyway, I was tired because we didn't go to bed till like 7 after that whole ordeal with her. So it was fun. It was a good time. What else is going on? Fucking 90 Day Fiancé. I think it's funny that everybody loves the Ed and Rose video. Ed, the guy with, like, you know, his, I mean, the poor, huh? No neck Ed. Unfortunately, I feel bad for the guy because his neck fused, his spine fused, and it's like continually fusing. So the poor guy just has like just shit carts, and he got it like late in life too, right? So the Ed and Rose episode is the one that everyone loves, where he goes to the guy with no neck goes to the Philippines, and he puts mayo in his head. Ugh. It's so fucking gross. He puts mayo in his hair. Like, I understand the keeping your hair looking thick with like a fat mask, but get olive oil, bro. Get out. Why fucking and he's putting like Best Foods, which on the East Coast is Hellman's. Hellman's, baby. I don't know why I meant. Shit, Hellman's starts, fuck, I'll eat a tuna sandwich every day. Hellman's starts giving us money. Fuck Best Foods. I'm sorry. If you want to give us money too, if you're the same company, fuck neither of you. But, yeah. Everybody loves the Ed and Rose episodes, and y'all don't understand. You're missing out. You're missing out. There's better episodes. There's Oz and Nicole. It's like a fat, like just like this fat white girl from Florida. Okay, looks like a couple girls I went to high school with. I don't want to throw out white girl names because I don't want to get any DMs or messages like, you're talking about me, right? Like, no, I'm not. And my wife's staring at me because she's heard me say this because it came out so naturally in the first episode. But, you know, this is like stand-up where you're going to tell the same joke over and over, but different people are going to hear it. And I could have just went with the fact that y'all didn't know that I said that joke already. But we're real here, okay? I'm already trying to make this better by not, because you guys don't want it, you don't want it to just be GoPro footage of this side of my face when I hardly look at the GoPro. It's the fucking second camera, you know? This episode's going to have to be titled something else. It's going to be titled the fuck up episode. My wife had a thumbnail ready, a YouTube thumbnail ready for the last episode because of how much I referenced Thomas Edison. Now what? You know? So we're gonna do it again. We're gonna do it again. We're 22 minutes in. We're gonna do it again. Try to make it seem as natural as possible. I'm a stand-up comedian, so this is what I do, baby. I told you guys because you're with me, you're my audience, and I want to be honest with you, right? But I could have lied and said and been like, yeah, but that's not what I would have done. I don't even know what I just did. Don't look at me like that. I don't even know what I just did. I was like, yeah, but What is that? Oh my God. Okay, well, I think we're just gonna move on. Go see 90 Day Fiance. There's a lot of good people in there. We're watching the Oswelu Kayla Kalani. Oswelu Kalani episodes. They're pretty good. Oswelu is from Samoa, and Kalani is half Samoan. And it's a good episode. Her first time having sex. They got pregnant. Okay? She got pregnant. So that tells you it's a good episode. It's good. I mean, good couple episodes. Good season. That's part of the season, right? Same people? Yeah. Yeah, dude, I tried to buy underwear. Walmart.com is the worst. Because when you look something up on the internet and you get the Walmart.com, like listing or link for it, Walmart.com, they're basically just trying to be Amazon now. And it's really, really annoying because you're hoping that it's like your local Walmart. I mean, depending on where you live, you're hoping that there is no local Walmart. But I appreciate a good Walmart. Walmart's good. Shout out. Walmart.com is a more confusing Amazon. It's like it has almost as much as Amazon has, but like you're searching through Craigslist for sale. It's just all over the place. All over the fucking place. So I was trying to find underwear. I was trying to see if there was like, sorry if there's crunching. My wife's eating pita chips and hummus. She's like, I'm going to get a snack for when you're doing the show. And she got the noisiest fucking snack you could get. I'm like, just herd pigs in the fucking living room. If you crunch that chip, if you, oh my God, I love Old English. I was watching the footage for the last episode and I was realizing in that last episode I posted that I realized I said, I love Old English. Just to make a point, I screamed, I love Old English. Not something anyone ever has yelled. So, whatever. Is Lucy eating? Oh, okay. When did you feed her? I filled her bowl before you started. Oh, sick. Thanks. Get you one of these. So, and I mean that in the most misogynistic way possible. I mean, like, go to the store and buy a wife. Because that's how it works. And you find the one with the best features. I'm going to stay on camera. I'm just going to leave the camera running all night so nothing happens to me. This doesn't go unpunished. That's the thing. But for the sake of the joke, I'm going to go there. I'm going to say it. Oh, bro, the last recording I did that failed talked a lot about sex. So let me tell you, my wife's lucky that the video did not come out, because would have been rough for my in-laws. Would have been rough. Well, I'm sure it'll come up again. We won't go there. Anyway, I tried to buy underwear. And I buy my underwear from Walmart because I'm poor. That's why. There's no other reason. Not because they have the best underwear, because I'm poor. There's typically men's underwear listings. When there's a model in the listing, their dick will be, there's a plane. I told you there would be planes, didn't I? So normally with men's underwear, if there's a model in the photo modeling the underwear, his dick will be flipped down. I came across the one listing, the first listing I've ever seen in my life, where a model has his dick flipped up. And what I mean is, most men, if you have that type of equipment, we have to adjust. You kind of pick a side, or you leave it in the middle. You adjust accordingly throughout the day, depending on how you sit, depending on, you know what I mean? And like, no one just walks out of their house and flips their dick upwards in their waistband. And they're like, this is how we're doing it. That's It's insane. So this guy basically, I don't know who this is. It looks like they got a screen grab, like someone. It's a very twinkish looking man, you know, like very West Hollywood twink looking guy. And it's probably from a gay porn. We don't know because the edit, like the photoshopping that they did for this is terrible. Like they cut out. I mean, one of the photos is this guy just sitting in front of it. He's just standing in front of the TV. And the photo looks like the cliche, like, oh, man, I'm at my bro's house, you know? And they just, like, it's probably the beginning of a gay porn, just being honest. And they were like, and the company that sells underwears that look even close to what was on there, they were like, that's our underwear. And as a matter of fact, if you look even closer, it looks like the underwear aren't even on the person. It looks like they photoshopped the underwear on. As a matter of fact, I think they fucking did. Photoshoop? Did I say photoshoop? Bro, I'm becoming like an old Nigerian man. Photoshoop. That's not even a good analogy because I don't. Anyway. It's weird. I have a link. I'm going to put it in the description. I'm not going to get too far into that because it's just not that important. I watched the Theranos documentary. If you guys don't remember Theranos is the company that was essentially, they got in trouble for fraud. Their whole business model was like, you prick your finger. They have this little like suction device. It's about this big. Okay. Literally like this big. Suction device pulls like literally enough blood from the tip of your finger just to fill the little tiny, tiny, tiny device. Not to fill it like completely, but like little tubes, right? And you would send that in. They would send it to you. You'd fill it with your blood. You'd send that into them. And you can order like the most comprehensive blood panel possible. Now, in theory, fucking awesome. Like amazing. The CEO was Elizabeth Holmes and her boyfriend, Sonny. She started dating him because they were in hot water. So she popped it for her own company. That's dedication, right? That's dedication. You can't lie. That's dedication. But Elizabeth Holmes, she supposedly, I mean, they always say they create, it's like when Steve Jobs, like he created the Apple, you know, computers. It's like it was Steve Wozniak. Okay. Steve Jobs was just like kind of the idea guy, the visionary behind it. You know, Wozniak was the engineer. He was the guy. So Elizabeth Holmes had a team of engineers and she had them create this machine called the Edison. It looks like a fucking Dell. It looks like a Dell computer. Like a Dell desktop. Like you'd click it and it would turn on and it would, you know, it's like how your grandma would have at her house when you're like, grandma, you don't have any other internet. And she's like, what? And that's the same computer she Skypes you from, but she has like one of those little ball webcams, you know, and it's just terrible quality. And she doesn't look into it. She looks directly into the computer where she can see your face. So the webcam's just over here. But just give me this, guys. I don't have stand-up right now, okay? This is me working material. And so Theranos is the company, Elizabeth Holmes. And they, like I said, they had this machine called the Edison, which, you know, named after Thomas Edison. And which I'm from Fort Myers, so my only real, like, sorry, my ear's itchy. Oh, my God. My only real connection to Thomas Edison is the Edison House, the Edison Ford Estates, where they took us every year, like starting from sixth grade. Sixth grade was like the Edison Ford Estates field trip initiation, where it's like, well, this is going to be your field trip every year for the next 6 years. Like, I've been here before. And then eventually, I mean, it just becomes like where can people go to fuck? That's what it ends up becoming as everyone got older. I stopped going because I wasn't in school after sophomore year, but I know freshman year people were fucking on that Edison trip. People were getting, you look so surprised. People were getting lost. They were gone. They were gone. This guy, this comedian, Sean Madden on Instagram, he mentioned something about that. Like, he's from Florida too. Shout out, right? Florida boys. But he's from Florida too. And he was talking about essentially, you know, when you live in a smaller town, because Fort Myers is a small town, but it's like, you know, not the best. Not the best place. You know, if you guys heard of Plies, it's not great. But he's saying, like, in small towns, you basically, you have just that one place. You go to, like, the slaughterhouse as a kid, you know? They're like, and this is where we kill the cows. You get blood on you and shit. And it's so fucking true. We went to the Edison Ford Estates or the, I forgot, the Sun-Kissed, like, factory. I promise you. And then there was the Florida Shell factory, which was like, you had to go to the school with money. You had to go to South Fort Myers High for that. Yeah. It's true. I'm going to get a mic for her soon, I promise you. Truly, we went, they took us to the Sun-Kissed factory. My wife just said they took us to the Sun-Kissed factory because they were like, this is where y'all going to be working. So get used to it. That's where the pump is. When on your first day, we better not hear no motherfucking questions from you little shits. Because this is day one of training. Tell you what. So, yeah, I mean, and you literally got orange juice at the end of that one. Like, and then at the, like, they're like, everybody got orange sherbet. I never went. My school didn't do that one. We had the free Edison Ford Estates where, like, I'm pretty sure, I think I paid like $3 because they're like, we're going to provide lunches for the kids. It was a milk and a cold, wet sandwich. Because remember those sandwiches in the plastic wrap, you had to pop open and it's like a little hoagie roll like this big all the way around. And it has like a piece of cheese that's all fucked up and a piece of ham that's like, is this frozen? And the bread is like if your grandmother, this might be only for Hispanic people and black people, but I don't know if white people, grandmas might do this too. The bread in the freezer or the bread in the fridge, it's like she made you eat that straight out of there without letting it rest or toasting it, you know? I hated that shit. The bread in the freezer. And when you toast it, like, it's fucking gross. It smells weird. It's wet. The toaster sparking. Like, I shouldn't have to defrost the bread. Oh, my God. Plus, like, we got is it not Crunchy Crock? What's it called? Country Crock? No, that's the butter. That's the margarine. That's the margarine that we all had leftovers in. The bread, the butter bread, that they have butter bread and honey wheat. It's like the honey wheat. It's like the orange. Fucking someone's gonna find it. Country Pride, I think. Is it called Country Pride? I don't know. It's country something, because they're marketing to you to pretend like it's real fucking country bread. But it was like eating a frozen hoagie roll. But the hoagie roll was literally like a slider. And that's what we paid $3 for. And I'm sure that cost of 5 cents to produce. Like, they could have given it to us for free. I'm sure most of our money went to gas for the bus. Like, the bus driver was like, I'm not taking these fucking bitch-ass kids before it's time for them to go home on this. I already deal with them twice a day. I'm not doing a third, you know? But, yeah, we went on this trip. That's all we got. We got those sandwiches. And the plastic, I don't know who the fuck would pack these sandwiches in the ice. But the plastic would always be ripped open a little bit. So all the sandwiches would be wet. But we would be so hungry. So we'd be eating like wet, icy sandwiches. It was fucking terrible. I remember kids being like, my dad's in jail. He eats better than this. And I was like, that's a good point. You know? Fuck. Oh, man. It was brutal. But anyway, that's my tie to Thomas Edison. The Edison house. Oh, also the Edison house. Very plantation-y. Very plantation-y. I can neither confirm nor deny. I'm sure we could just Google this, but I don't know if there were slaves in his workshop. I don't know. It was weird. It was a weird place. It looked very plantation-y. They both had big houses too. There's no way they didn't have some people working on that fucking, on that property. It was Edison Ford, because it was Edison and Henry Ford. I'll give you a fucking history lesson right now. You better like it. You're welcome. He did it?
No, he was born in
1847. Oh, he was close. He might have had some indentured servants. Just saying.
Yeah, but those aren't.
Maybe not purchased slaves, but free workers. I'm just saying. All right, we don't know.
History.com.
History.com. But who writes history.com? The what? No, I'm kidding. All right. So Elizabeth Holmes has this thing called the Edison. They take your little blood sample. They put it in that machine that looks like a Dell computer. It comes out. And apparently it can do, on their website, it said they could do over 200 tests. Now, in the documentary, the engineers, we're like, we could barely do 50. Barely. And it was like allergies. And that's it. Part of the 200 test list was like gonorrhea, HSV, herpes, like sexual disease, like venereal diseases.
You said HSV.
HSV is an STD.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, HSV-1 and HSV-2. I think it's like herpes. I think it's like a rash. From what I remember from fucking class, I didn't really pay attention. But they were like testing. It is. It's herpes, right?
Herpes.
That's like the classification for herpes. HSV?
Yeah.
Right.
HSV-1 is the cold sore.
Is the cold sore. Yeah, so everyone basically has HSV-1. HSV-2 is the my pee pee burns.
Yeah.
Or my vagina. Vagina, the P word, the pussy. Yeah, they were doing syphilis, gonorrhea, pancreatic cancer, different, like a bunch of different types of cancers, okay? Cancers. Thyroid conditions. There was shit in there that's just like diabetes. There was shit in there that was like, if this isn't true, which it ended up not being, like they said, the engineers that were working on it, because the engineers that they hired were like young, they were young, you know, graduates from, you know, schools in the Bay Area and shit. So, you know, they're just happy to be working in a startup that's, you know, and by this time was like getting a lot of noise and shit. And they're just excited to be working, you know, they're making their fucking 80 to 100 a year straight out of school, which is fucking dope, right? You're working on like what you're assuming is going to be a big company, and it ended up becoming. But it was sketchy. It's sketchy. The engineers were like, we were barely able to get 50 of any of these tests. But they basically, you know, they were ordering, they said they could do over 200 of these blood tests, and some of the other engine, like people that were working on it, I guess they're chemists. Would you call them chemists? Like the people working, like testing the diseases and stuff, like biochemists and shit. Yeah. So they're young biochemists, and they're trying to see, you know, they were supposed to reference whether, like, to test whether the machine picked up any of these diseases. And one of the guys, I'm paraphrasing, you could watch it. I have a link to it right here. The whole thing's on YouTube because it used to be on HBO. But one of the guys said, out of, like, if you did a test for like 10 gonorrhea samples with the Edison machine, it was like 4 or 5 of them would come back positive and the other one would come back negative. And it's like, what the fuck? And they were sending those results to people. So, you know, I was curious and I looked up, like, if there was going to be sentencing, because these people almost never fucking get in trouble, right? And I thought, you know, she's rich. They had a bunch of fucking government contracts. I'm pretty sure there's something up there. So the update from April 15th of this year is Elizabeth Holmes is currently charged with 2 counts of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and 9 counts of wire fraud, facing up to 20 years in prison and a fine of $250,000 plus restitution for each count. I don't know what restitution is, but they got her on fucking wire fraud. The legal system's interesting because they should have been able to get her on just false advertising. I don't know. I don't know if you could sue for false. Can you sue for false advertising? Like when you get something and it just straight up does not work? Right. So,
like, completely false.
Like this. Like where it's like it's a medical thing and it risked people's lives.
I believe false advertising, you can't have a legal case.
It's fucked up. They got her on wire fraud.
Practice, she's not a doctor.
Yeah, exactly. We're basically like she probably, I don't know if anyone could look this up, but cuz I'm not going to. They can't get her on malpractice cuz she's not like a doctor. So, but, yeah, man, she is a fucking crazy person. She's one of those people where, like, she would talk like this, and she, like, purposefully doctored her voice, like, made sure that it was lower, in a lower tone, because of the studies that there are of, like, oh, people listen to, if you're an authority figure, you should have having a deeper voice helps, right? And so she, like, there's, like, a video of her online purposefully changing her fucking voice.
This is what happens when you work to change things. And first they think you're crazy, then they fight you, and then all of a sudden you change the world.
She's one of those. She's one of those, like, if you took, she seems like an SNL character that they created of, like, bro, we're trying to make fun of Silicon Valley's, like, big entrepreneur thing, like, where these different entrepreneurs, and they're these archetypes that, like, read Stoic literature, like fucking Seneca and Marcus Aurelius, all good stuff, blown out of proportion now just because of, like, it just seems cliche to do it now because of these fucking people. Still good reads. Go read that shit, you know? But, and she would, like, quote Martin Luther King and Yoda. They had, like, a Yoda quote in the startup where they were, like, they basically had, it was, like, painted on the walls, like, do or do not. There is no try. Just, like, the non-nerd Yoda quote, the one that everyone's like, that sounds nice, and it doesn't make me seem like too much of a, like, I know too much about Star Wars. It's like a real nerd would, like, pick an off character that's, like, you know, Lando Calrissian or something, you know. But Yoda, the Yoda quote. She was, I forgot to mention, they were in an interview with her, and they were like, what's your favorite? Because she's like, I'm the biggest Star Wars nerd. It's like when girls post themselves with a video game controller. They're like, such a nerd. It's like, it's upside down. What are you doing? Like, about to get on Xbox Live. It's like, that's a Nintendo controller. What the fuck are you talking about? You're not a nerd because you're near video games or you've watched a Marvel movie, okay? That's disrespectful to real nerds. I think someone's talked about this already, but I'm reiterating. They were like, "What's your favorite Star Wars noise?" And she was like, "Yoda." Yoda. That's her favorite Star Wars. She's like, "He's just, you know, so wise." And but she's genuinely like, she wore like black turtlenecks and shit, and she never stopped talking about Steve Jobs. Wow, that was her hero. If you see photos of her in high school, you could tell she was like the musical theater girl, or like, you know, just like a 90s, like 90s, like cool girl, I guess. And you can tell that she just chose to, because it's fucked up. Like she had like, it's fucked up because she was a woman. It was so important that she was a woman to, you know, in the face of a company, like in the sense of like her being the face of a company and also being a woman. That's awesome, because, you know, not too many female entrepreneurs now it's different, obviously, but there's plenty. The number's growing, right? It's not so weird anymore, but it's not so like uncommon. And, you know, she's the face of this company. The blood test essentially, like the process that they came up with that didn't work, would have been fucking revolutionary, even because it was also super affordable compared to like other blood tests. Just look it up. I don't have the numbers. Look it up. It is drastically affordable. Normally, when my wife gets blood tests, she has to go through her insurance. So that tells you, and we're still paying something out, you know? And even that something, it's like, whew, I fucking wonder what it would have been without insurance. So truly, what they could have done would have been revolutionary, but it's kind of fucked up, because it's like if, you know, if a movie just a production hires Hispanic and black people and this and the Asian or whatever, just for the sake of filling a quota, like we talked about in the last episode, and they don't deliver, and it kind of, in a way, you know, in an indirect way, it discredits. People bet, well, we're not really gonna hire them because they're unprofessional. It's gonna be a racial thing. It's gonna be a stereotype that's unspoken, you know, and that's kind of what was fucked up. What happened with Elizabeth Holmes? Because it's like she ended up being a fraud, and she had like women engineers and like just female entrepreneurs that were like talking to her at events, like genuinely like, "You're my hero." I'm like young women, like, "You're my hero. I'm so, you, like, your story is so inspirational to you. Like you make me feel like I can really do this." And it's like, she did this, and not only can that like hurt, in a way, it hurts women coming up in the field and in like these different fields and shit, and you know, I'm not saying that they lose hope, but it's like, you know, when you find out your hero is a fucking fraud, it's like the saying they always say, like, don't meet your heroes. So, oh yeah, she fucking, this is her fucking with her voice.
I personally was shocked to see that the journal would publish something like this.
Her voice, her deep baritone voice. Was that fake too?
According to my sources, it was an employee who joined the company in 2011, had a meeting with her shortly after he joined, and it was late in the day, and they were finishing up the meeting, and she sort of expressed her excitement that he had recently joined, and as she got up, she forgot to put on the baritone and slipped back into a more natural-sounding young woman's voice.
Was everything about Elizabeth Holmes a fraud?
A lot of it was a lie.
And then she accidentally uses her real voice on a call.
No, it hasn't. Well, if I...
I mean, she was faking the whole fucking thing. So I'll put the link up there for that. It's like one of those weird YouTube videos with creepy music. Makes me uncomfortable. But it was weird, man. A lot of people trusted her. She had this thing where she talked to the board of like something medical in Arizona, where she was trying to get she was trying to get something passed so that people, like, another fucking thing that, like, hopefully stands, you know, it's not completely canceled out because of what she did, but she got it passed. She got it passed in Arizona that people could order their own blood test by themselves, which is fucking awesome, because you used to have to get like go to a doctor. They would have to order a blood, like write up that you would get a blood test ordered or get you a referral. And that sucks, because we should be able to just go to a place and be like, hey, I want to see, you know, what my vitamin levels are, what this is, what that is, right? And so she got that passed through. And even at that, at the when she was talking to the board, like presenting to them, they were like, let me stop you right there. Like midway through she was talking, they were like, you're so smart. You're going to watch this fucking documentary and be like, no fucking way. They're like, you're so smart. I just trust everything that I'm sure you have an answer to everything we have to say. You are brilliant. And she was like, like an A honor roll student, you know, like, we're so proud of you. I don't know how the fuck she got like to this height. It's fucked up. I mean, it's just that cliche. Just like, we trust people because everyone that met her was like, she's kind of weird. And that, you know, that made me think like she was on to something, because all the greats, you know, they're typically people who are on the fringe of society, and they're not accepted, and they're not normal. So it's like that fucking bullshit of like, maybe it's crazy. Maybe some people are just fucking crazy, because it's like that thing of the career fields that attract like sociopaths and like psychopaths. It's like fucking entrepreneurism. It's like you're either people with high IQs either fucking kill people or run successful companies, or they're like software engineers. They're in like highly analytical work. Or they're meticulous serial killers. So I'll take focus. I'll take skill. I want a sandwich. I want a sandwich with like honey mustard. I'm so hungry right now. Sorry, guys. I tasted the honey, like spicy Dijon sweet, like deli mustard and pickles in my mouth with cheese and turkey on a roll. Oh, fuck. Whatever. We're going to keep going. Yeah, it's just like, she's a fucking crazy person. Everyone's like, oh, she's, you know, she's weird. And like, you know, hopefully now they're cracking down on people more as far as this stuff goes. But it's very much so one of those cases where it's like, all right, just because she was weird didn't mean she was awesome. You know, it's not that weird people are crazy. I consider myself a kind of weird out there person. It's just that she was wearing this facade and everyone just ate it the fuck. Like, she was I gotta give her that. She was a hustle. She played everyone really well. Really well. I'm not gonna lie though. The only person to try her was like a journalist. Because the engineers in her company tried to come out against her and be like, oh, well, this is kind of like fake. Even one of the biochemists or engineers that work for her was the grandson of one of the biggest investors and like board. He was on the board of the company, of board directors or something. Dude was like 95 and his grandson worked at the company, and his grandson came to him. He was like, hey, I think what Elizabeth's doing might be like wrong. It might be fraudulent. Like, it doesn't, we're doing the test in the lab and it's not working out. And he was like, I don't trust you. The grandfather was like, I don't trust you. Something's wrong with you. You're stupid. So not great to be a whistleblower working for them. Kind of a scary thing, especially with like, she was like threatening to blackball everybody and shit. And that same kid was like, my parents had over $500,000 in legal fees. So it's like, yeah. Don't feel that bad for you. I do, but I, you know, Your parents had $500,000 in, okay. And so they basically, you know, everybody's eating her shit, and they're like, you're the best. Like, you're so smart and you're so fucking great and weird, you know. And she ended up being a fraud. She ended up being fucking crazy. I mean, she was genuinely, like, she would keep her eyes, like, wider. She would, so that, like, and try not to blink because it was, like, a sign of power. Like, just weird shit like that. Theranos was essentially Fyre Festival as a company. It was Fyre Festival. It's like the fucking, the greatest company that never, you know, that was, that never was. Just didn't, you know, their Edison machine was like the cheese sandwiches at Fyre Festival. Just like, oh, well, cause they got so big. They like partnered with Walgreens, I think it was. And to the point where, like, you could do your blood tests at Walgreens while you shop, like the little finger prick. And some people would order these tests and they would do like full on blood draws from your arm. They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I thought you guys just do like the finger prick. Like, oh, well, you know, with the blood test that you ordered, we're going to have to do a full on, a larger, you know, blood sample. It's like, they're just completely going against what they were selling, right? The problem with the FDA is, like, you can't, and this is going to tie into, you can't, like, trust everything the FDA approves, and you also can't, there are certain institutions that approve things, and, like, say that things are this, like, oh, FDA approves these pills, excuse me, this medication and this, we do need them, but the FDA approved of Theranos' testing, okay, and as well as a number of other drugs that have nothing to do with this, but that fucking ruin people's lives, and that don't really work, but this isn't that type of podcast, or is it? I don't know, we'll see. It's too early on to say what kind of podcast this is. Trying to make it comedic. But the FDA approved, like, their testing. And it's like the scene in Wolf of Wall Street when everyone's just, like, dancing at the wedding, you know? DiCaprio's just like, what? You know? And there's like, we're fucking, you know, Ponzi scheme, we're never getting caught, son. You know, we're never getting caught. And they're at the Theranos meeting, they're playing Can't Touch This. And it's just like, oh, they're saying, fuck you. They're like, you're not going to catch us. You're just not going to catch up. You're not going to fucking find out what we're really doing. And it's fucking, you know, a lot of Indian and white and like Asian engineers, so, you know, I'm sorry, it's not much rhythm in this room. I mean, this recording's bad just because someone recorded it from the TV, but I'm gonna put in the link anyway. It's in, you'll see it in the documentary. It's fucking something. Then she's like, hey, I'm the fun boss, you know? Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. She grabs the mic and she's like, what do you guys think about the FDA clearance? It's like, it's once again, Wolf of Wall Street, where he's like, you know what? I'm not fucking leaving. Where then they're like, huh? He's like, I'm not fucking leaving. I'm not fucking leaving. So weird, okay? Just so clearly like a fraudulent, fucking terrible company that just blew up off of, for some reason, people blowing smoke up this woman's ass that they didn't even know. They just like assumed she was brilliant because she was weird. Okay. What happened to like assuming that geniuses were fucking insane And then when they died at 50 years later to 100 years later, they're like, they were geniuses. She didn't make that far. Because, you know, Edgar Allan Poe and, like, what's his name? Charles Darwin. You know, they died. You know, or Nikola Tesla. You know, these guys died and they weren't really renowned till late. I don't know. Should we go back to being mean to geniuses? I don't know. But yeah, so she's just like, she's fucking insane. Go watch the documentary. I like the documentary. You're going to watch the whole thing and be like, every second, just like, how they had a bunch of military contracts. I'm pretty sure it's a military front. They had like the head of defense and the head of like biochemical weapons and shit, or biochemical warfare. These people were like investors or on the board or some shit. They were involved in the company, and they were getting military contracts for like to continue their research and work. And a lot of their work was like done in a basement that they didn't let the FDA inspectors see, because it was like it was so out of the way when they showed them the facility. It just wasn't even like, it was easy to dodge the place, you know. Who knows? Maybe someone's got to look into that. But you know, it's like one of those. It's the problem we have with people just being, you know, just sucking the dick of these like big entrepreneurs like Jeff Bezos. Obviously, fucking awesome, revolutionary entrepreneur, has a real company, started it in a legitimate way, you know, kind of hard to sue him because there's no, you know, not essentially a medical issue here, you know, but it's like people take all these things out of context without like looking. You just got to look into shit, man. You don't have to be a fucking like museum, Harvard, whatever researcher, but museum, Harvard. I just put the two places where I'm like, smart things are there, a museum in Harvard. I'm a fucking idiot. But listen, you don't have to be like this a historian or a researcher, you know what I'm saying? But you just fucking take an extra look at something. Just do an extra one Google search. You don't just have to take the Instagram post of like Marilyn Monroe. It's like, you know, she starred in Birds with Alfred Hitchcock. Was she in Birds? She wasn't in Birds? Yeah, she was. Marilyn Monroe. I love those old movie titles too. The title was what the movie was about. It's like, what's it? We're gonna see Birds. What's it about? It's about killer birds. Birds that murder people. Let's go see Psycho. Like, ooh, what's that about? It's about a psycho. He's crazy and he kills people. Was she in it? Oh, fuck. I watched like a Marilyn Monroe movie, like a biopic about Alfred Hitchcock wanting to bang her.
That could happen without her being in one of his films.
Oh, all right. Well, he was like, who? Oh, yeah. Everyone. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking the president banged her. Shout out to JFK, baby. Or was it Bobby Kennedy?
It was JFK.
It was JFK. One of the FKs. One of the Ks. One of the Kennedys. Yeah, it's just like that thing. You don't have to fucking, like, it's just like a photo of, you know, Marilyn Monroe with someone who's dressed as a scientist. It's like probably from a movie called The Scientist. Like, what's, you know, like, you didn't know he's like holding a beaker or something. You didn't know this, but Marilyn Monroe was more than an actor. She was she also invented Air Max, Nike Air Max, like the air bubble at Air Max. Or like, I read something the other day where it was about Jack Johnson, the boxer. And he invented the wrench. And it was like, no, he did. No, he didn't. He had a patent for I think like a better vert. I think I'm ripping my shorts. Fuck. No, I'm not ripping my shorts. Okay, we're good. He had like a patent for a version of the wrench that ended up becoming, I don't remember. I don't have it in front of me, but you know, you can't just fucking take these things at face. He's like, he invented it. And that's where, you know, people like on social media, on the internet and shit, they look at things and they don't further look into them, or things are taken out of context. Like they only tell you part of the truth and make that the whole story. Like that photo of Jeff Bezos all over the internet that people share, where it's of him with the Amazon like spray painted blue banner. He's like, they're like, and he's in an office and they're like, you gotta, you know, this is Amazon 1995 or 1993 or something. And it's like, we all start somewhere. Bro, when he was in that office, Amazon was already pretty successful as far as like they had a million book catalog. Okay. A million book catalog. He said it was like 8 New York City phone books or something like that to fit their whole catalog. If you had a catalog of all their titles, not the books, just the title, just listed. Okay. And he said over a million titles. They had a shipping warehouse already. He had a number of employees. People see these things and they're like, you know, oh, they misquote people in history, you know? And it's ridiculous. Like we have to be careful of doing things. Like the burden of proof isn't, it depends on. If you're an authority on something, obviously you should probably be more careful that what you're saying is the truth. You know, like I kind of talk out of my ass sometimes because I'm just, you know, we're at where we're at. We're not at the level that we're going to be at yet, right? At some point, I'm going to have that group of people where I'm like, look that up. I'm going to need my Jamie or someone to look it up before the show. Like even Joe Rogan, he had to apologize for something he said about the, you know, people were setting fires in Portland. And he's like, the same thing's happening in California or something. And he said people were getting arrested wrongfully. And like, it ended up not being true at all. So he had to retract his comment. CNN picked it up and shit, which that's neither here nor there. But CNN, it's like, you have to be careful about what you say when you start to become an authority on something and you say you're an authority on something and you have an audience, you know? And, but obviously it's like, it's up to adults to look up this information and see whether it's true or not. I mean, this photo that's shared around the internet is of Bezos in his office when they're doing well. What's funny is like the way Bezos started was even more humble than the photo they shared. Like he started reselling books online with his wife from their house. Like they had day jobs. And they did that. They sold books from their house on the side. That's fucking way better of a story. It's a better beginning. It's like, oh, I can do that. But it's like, oh, he's in an office with the, you know, he only spray painted the banner because he had no fucking like sense of style, like a sense of like, I guess, design, you know. But I don't know. Where else do we go? Theranos definitely a military cover-up, but it's like we have this huge problem of just like idolizing, you know, being an entrepreneur is cool now. It's not like it's not just something, like it used to be something for people who were just like, they did bad in school and then like college didn't seem like an option. That was me. Like I did fucking terrible in school. I'm not saying I'm like this serial entrepreneur who's gonna have the next big company, but I picked doing stand-up and doing like, you know, content and shit like this because I didn't feel like I had an academic route. I didn't feel like that was an option for me because I didn't do well in school. I didn't, you know, I had trouble focusing. I got in trouble a lot. I was really, you know, when I was a kid, they did that typical like, oh, we think you should be on medication. Like that like 1995 and 2000s kid thing where they were like, teachers were, when all kids were like on, or they were trying to get a lot of kids on Ritalin before it got as big as it was now, you know, before they got Adderall? Because it's not Ritalin anymore, right? It's Adderall. I think they're two separate things. I think so. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I had a couple cousins on Ritalin and shit. But entrepreneurialism. Can I say that? Used to be a thing for like just people who didn't, you know, it's for everybody, but it's especially for people who didn't feel like they had an academic route. Like my wife did really good at school and stuff. And, you know, she's taking a more entrepreneurial approach now to her work and stuff, which is awesome because it's great to be flexible. It's great to be, you know, to adapt. But I never felt like I had another choice. And that's also, you know, luckily I ended up loving this, and this is all I wanted to do. But it's like a cool thing now, and people, like, you have your fucking friends following you, like, bro, I'm Forex trading online, and I'm doing, you know, people are, this is why pyramid companies are so big, or pyramid schemes, because it's like they're telling people that they could be like, they could own their own business. And it's like, it's not only are pyramid schemes bullshit, but not everyone is meant to own their own business. Some people are meant to work at a company and help that company grow. It is true. I mean, it's like, it's like, it's just, it's cool now to do. You have people that are like, I'm the fucking ads on YouTube where they're like, I'm on a beach. I thought I was never going to be here. I thought I was never going to get to this. I was sitting at my job at Carl's Jr. and they had to bleep that out because they don't want to get sued. And I was like, this isn't for me. This isn't my life. This isn't the life that I wanted. You want to get this life? Buy my course. It's $1,200. You know, shit you could just find on the internet or just like on Gary Vaynerchuk's, like Gary V's Instagram and YouTube. But I think that's pretty much it, man. That's pretty much it. I think the last thing is, I tried to mention this before, is the Breonna Taylor thing. A couple of days ago, they did the sentencing. You know, I'm not going to say I'm not one of those podcasts, because this case and this situation should just bother you, you know, as a person, just as a person, you know, not just as people of color, not just as a, you know, as a person, this should fucking bother you. It's bad. It's a fucking horrible, mishandled case. It's an injustice. You know, of course, something needs to be done. I don't know what else to say, because she, you know, you just, it's fucked up. That's as much as I can say about it. It's kind of the same shit I said about the George Floyd. Like, it's fucked up. I don't have the answers, but just something I wanted to kind of just bring up on the podcast, because it's, you know, it's current, it's important. But yeah, honestly, I think that's it. Let me see where we're at time wise. Hour 16. Fuck, we cut off 25 minutes. It's cleaner, a little faster, so it's not bad. Yeah, man, like, just fucking go and watch the last episode. Go ahead and subscribe to the podcast and support. You could actually support at anchor.fm/, I mean, you can support by listening, but anchor.fm/ArmandoRiveraComedyPod/support will, you know, you put a little donation. I think it starts at like $1 and it goes up to like $5 and shit, or you could put a custom donation. Check that out, man. I would really appreciate that. If you guys, you know, give me a buck or something, 50 cents, I don't know. I want to keep this going. I want this to get better. I want to keep creating content for you guys. You know, I love it. I love doing it. My website, I got to add a couple things. Websites up. You can go ahead, ArmandoRiveraComedy.com. Follow me, Armando Rivera Comedy at Instagram. It's basically, if you just Google Armando Rivera Comedy, my SEO is fucking solid. I cornered that shit. Okay. You'll find almost every channel that I'm on, Twitter, YouTube, all of it. And then you could listen to this podcast on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere that you listen to a podcast, Stitcher, anywhere, basically. But this was good. I'm glad we could re-record. I'm happy. like an hour 17 we're at, so I think that's good. And I'm happy. This is episode 5. Hope you enjoyed it. Go watch episode 4. Wet ass P word. And go listen. And stay safe. That's it. Stay safe. Magic with the brick do voodoo. Magic. Court side with a bad bitch. Then I send the bitch through Uber. I'm young and rich and plus I'm bougie. I'm not stupid, so I keep the Uzi. He's on records, got back as I'm back as so my money making my back. Hey. You niggas got a low act rate. We from the north, yeah, that way. No. That cookie blunt in the ashtray. Bitches just national smash day. Hop in the limb, have a drag race. I let them birds take a bath, bath. Raindrop, drop top, drop top. Smoking, no cooking, the hot pot. Fucking on your bitch, yeah, dot, dot, dot. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga. Hey. I don't try nobody, grip the trigger. Might call up the gang and they come and get gang. Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that episode. Thanks again for listening to the Montevera Comedian from Rochester, New York podcast. Whether you're a Montevera podcast, whatever you like, go ahead and follow me on all my social media. Go ahead and watch the last video, like it, subscribe to my channel, subscribe to the podcast, listen to it on Anchor, support, please. I appreciate you guys so much. I'm going to have more shit in the pipeline for you. I'm going to be doing a vlog, just like a weekly wrap up and kind of get into the nitty gritty of what I'm working on and shit. So I appreciate y'all so much, and I you know, the views we got and the people supporting, you know, thank you, and I hope you enjoyed it. Also, if you can share this to all your friends, family, to help tell them to give it a listen, I really appreciate that. Stay safe, guys, and hopefully I'll have more shows coming up and stuff like that. I'm thinking about doing outdoor shows, seeing how that's going, see if I can get in contact with some people that want to do an outdoor show and maybe have me on their shows, because I don't want to sell tickets or you know, get on a show and have it be paid. And I haven't been on stage in a while, so I don't want to do that too, guys. But I appreciate the support. Hope to see you soon. Stay safe. I don't try nobody, grip the trigger. Call up the gang and they come and get gang. Cry me a river, give you a tissue. Raindrop, drop top, drop top. Smoking, no cooking, the hot pot.